A Trojan is spoofing KeePass, OpenSSL fixes two major flaws, and Dropbox's GitHub got hacked. All that coming up now on ThreatWire. Greetings! I am Shannon Morris, and this is ThreatWire for November 8th, 2022. This is your summary of the threats to our security, privacy, and internet freedom. Hit up my shop over at snubsy.com/shop to grab yourself a ThreatWire electronic board while supplies last. Let's go ahead and jump right into the news this week. Now, I did not think that I would be mentioning this name on a ThreatWire episode in 2022, but here we are. BlackBerry. I know, that's old school. They discovered a new threat actor campaign, which is using the names of popular software brands to distribute a remote access Trojan, which is also called RAT, called RomCom, which is not a romantic comedy. Unit 42 also found part of this campaign as well. Now, in this campaign, RomCom attackers are using clones of legitimate sites and software to trick people into downloading the RAT. The programs they are spoofing are SolarWinds Network Performance Monitor, which is also called SolarWinds NPM, KeePass Password Manager, PDF Reader Pro, and Veeam Backup and Recovery. In order to spoof the content, the RomCom attackers copy the HTML code for a site and simply duplicate it onto a site that is registered under a lookalike domain. Oftentimes, these domains are typo-squatted, meaning the common misspellings are registered by a malicious actor in order to fool folks who accidentally misspell a brand's domain name. The SolarWinds NPM Trojan has one major difference from the real one. It includes a malicious DLL which runs the RAT. The KeePass Trojan is a zip file with a file called hlpr.dat used to drop the RAT and setup.exe which is used to launch the dropper. Previously, BlackBerry found RomCom actors were attacking military institutions in Ukraine, and while the certificate used to sign these Trojaned programs is the same as those previously seen, BlackBerry also suspects that they are now targeting English speakers as well, since some of those sites are written in English. The threat actor group behind RomCom RAT is currently unknown. BlackBerry has included several indicators of compromise in their full blog post, and there's no indication that the brands being spoofed have actually been compromised. So for users, just be very cautious whenever downloading these products from the web and ensure that you are going to the actual legitimate sites, not typo-squatted ones. Two major vulnerabilities in OpenSSL have been patched after they were initially discovered and reported by the Polar Bear Cybersecurity Group and an independent security researcher. The first of these, which is CVE-2022-3602, was reported privately by Polar Bear during an audit that they did of OpenSSL code. After this, Viktor Dukovny, hopefully I said that correctly, found a second problem, which was CVE-2022-3786. The disclosure started on October 17th and the problems were patched on November 1st. Now, OpenSSL is used to encrypt HTTPS and communications via the OpenSSL cryptographic library. This is used for SSL and TLS protocols as an open source way to secure that data via those pathways. It's incredibly popular, it's widely used, so a vulnerability in OpenSSL is important to patch quickly. Both flaws affect OpenSSL version 3.0.0 or later, but they are patched in OpenSSL 3.0.7, and the OpenSSL team has not seen any working exploits nor any evidence that they were used in the wild. The first flaw was originally listed as critical, but it was downgraded to high severity because modern platforms can actually protect from its use in attacks. It's a stack buffer overflow vulnerability, which triggers crashes and can allow an attacker to hit a machine with remote code execution attacks. The other issue is also a buffer overflow, which could be exploited with a malicious email address to trigger a denial of service. Now, the reason why the first flaw was downgraded in severity is because OpenSSL 3.0 and later are not widely used. Due to OpenSSL 1.1.1, still in long-term support until September of 2023. So plenty of servers and end-user client devices have not been updated to the vulnerable version. attention. The downgrade was also due to ease of attack, with an actual crash of a system or an RCE being somewhat difficult to obtain by an attacker. Now, while that's the case, OpenSSL version 3.0 is included with several operating systems and Linux distros, including Ubuntu, CentOS, Kali, Debian, and Fedora. The advice of the OpenSSL team is to upgrade deployments to 3.0.7 as soon as possible. Biggest of shoutouts to my Hush Puppy perk level patrons for sharing their fur baby photos and for the sport. Huge thank you. And a huge thank you as well to Chad and E. Euler for being a part of the Alliance over at patreon.com/threatwire. My YouTube channel is youtube.com/ShannonMorse for everything from tech reviews to security tutorials. Last week, I posted a comparison of the Pixel 7 Pro versus the 6 Pro, just in case you're looking to upgrade. TLDR, it's pretty great. Don't forget to like and subscribe to Hack 5 as well, because we are on our way to 1 million subscribers, and I can't wait to see that happen. Let's go ahead and finish out today's episode with my last top story, all about Dropbox. Dropbox publicly disclosed a breach last week after discovering an attacker gained access to source code for the brand. In the advisory, which was published on November 1st, Dropbox stated an attacker used a phishing campaign to gain access to their 130 GitHub repositories, including third-party libraries modified for use by Dropbox, internal prototypes, tools and configuration files used by the security team. This appears to have happened on October 13th. The API keys used by developers were also accessed, as well as a few thousand names and email addresses for employees, current and past customers, sales leads, and vendors of Dropbox. Now, while that is a lot of internal data being stolen, they also noted that source code related to the apps and infrastructure was not accessed, nor was customer data like accounts, passwords, or payment information. So how exactly did this happen? Well, according to the Post, GitHub experienced an attack in September in which an attacker was impersonating the code integration and delivery platform CircleCI. Dropbox was then targeted in a very similar campaign in which an attacker was also spoofing CircleCI. In response, Dropbox rotated exposed developer credentials, and they also alerted law enforcement. They also announced that they will now be accepting hardware security keys as a 2FA support option, which, yay! This is the second company in less than a month, Twilio being the first, to implement hardware security keys for 2FA after announcing a breach. It's almost like 2FA security keys, hardware security keys, are actually kind of a good idea. Now, I can't mention the importance of voting on this channel if you're in the US without being swiftly attacked for it in the comments section. So I will just say that I'm off to go get some coffee. I love coffee. Coffee is great. Coffee is what allows me to do this job every week. I'm Shannon Morse. I will see you on the internet.